wonderful week. And even if not, that's okay too. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here and I love you. And I have brought you somewhere, I guess you could call it special. I've brought you with me on my Thanksgiving travels. I am out having a walk right now. And I place, little bunny, I am so mad. You gotta be mad with me. This place is supposed to have warm weather. And I am freezing, little bunny. This is just as cold as New York City. But I am taking advantage of this warmer part of the United States for its food. And I am walking right now. It is chilly. It's almost midnight. I'm walking to go get a taco. Delicious, little bunny. Can you hear how much I'm shivering? But this is the only way I've got some sound privacy. Last time I went to somewhere in the Southwest, I touched a cactus and I got in such big trouble, little bunny, with your fellow bunnies. They got so mad at me. You know, I'm going to be looking for a cactus on the way here. See what kind of mischief we can get into. But you may ask, but why, Daddy, are you going to get a taco at midnight? The answer, little buddy, I am so cold. Oh, wow. I think I must have underdressed. Oh, my goodness. I'm in a neighborhood right now where there's so many modern houses. I can't believe how much I'm shivering, little bunny. Nothing will keep me from being here for you. I have my handheld recorder. And, yeah, I'm here for you every Friday. No matter what, little bunny. Absolutely no matter what. So cold. This probably won't be too long of an episode. But these, every once in a while on the street, there's a nice modern house. It inspires me. I don't know what it is. Do you have a favorite architectural style, little bunny? I'm so cold. How am I so cold? This is supposed to be... I thought about like bringing shorts to this place in the Southwest. Oh my God. I love you, little bunny. I love you, I love you, I love you. I guess you're the reason I'm in the cold. You're the reason I'm not driving. Everybody drives out here. Everywhere except New York City, people drive. In the United States. I guess that's something important to know. Is you gotta pick the place for you, little bunny. I love to walk. Usually not when it's this cold. Oh my gosh, the lighting on this house is so good. I love some good lighting, little bunny. I wonder, do you have good lighting in your room? I'm working with, we won't share information, but there's a loved one of mine that we're working on getting the room nice and cozy so it can be this place of peace and place where you recharge, where you love to be. I want your room to be a place you love to be, little bunny. Location. You gotta find the right location for you. Or make the right location. You know, little bunny? What's your room like right now? I challenge you. It's Christmas coming up. Why don't you get some Christmas lights, even if you're not Christian or... You know, I declare that you may celebrate with Christmas lights. Why don't you go ahead and get some Christmas lights up in your room? Or fairy lights is another kind. In fact, I'm walking by a tree now that's all wrapped up in Christmas lights. And another modern house with beautiful lighting. These people... I figured out how to make their location really, really rejuvenating. I think the people in this neighborhood might have a bit of a budget to do it. But it doesn't require a budget. requires taste. Requires a commitment to making your living space a great space. You can make such a cozy, beautiful place that you love to be in, love to come back to. With just about anything, little bunny. Oh, don't worry, I'm not suffering. My ancestors had it far worse than just a little walk through the cold. How about you get nice and cozy and warm for me? You're going to send me some warmth. Oh, hey, there's some cute dogs here. Can you see them? Ordinarily, dogs love me. It's okay. They're just trying to protect their loved ones, just like me. Did you hear my teeth chattering? Okay, what else is going on in the garden? Oh my god, little bunny. I just finished, finally, the export to the 10th episode of A Year of Love and Ligature. It is my guilty pleasure content. It is my elevated smut. Erotic romance. Anime-inspired. Reverse harem. Adventure. That is both dark and light. And funny and tender. And has been going on for... since the beginning of the Patreon, pretty much. We're getting close to the end. I think there's just two more episodes. Are you furious with me right now, little bunny, for being in the cult? I'm wearing all the layers that I brought. I don't know why. It's not enough. But once I get this taco, it'll be all better. It'll be nice and warm in there. It's going to have some eggs and some potato in it. It's a breakfast taco, actually. Flour tortilla. I'm going to have some green salsa on it. I hope you also choose to cook in your life. At least learn how to cook. You know, I'm in a place right now. These are the streets that I walked when I was... had to rebuild my life. I had to put my life on pause and re-examine a whole bunch of things. So when I decided I wanted to become who I want to be. And, I don't even know where I was going with that. I guess I'm just thinking nostalgically for all the little things that I did to help boost me back up. Not back up, to boost me to a good place for the first time. And I hope I can help you do the same things. They're pretty simple. Your living space, make it, especially your bedroom, somewhere you love to be. You think sense-wise, not sensually or sensually too, little bunny. What does your room look like with the lights? But what does it sound like? Do you have some music playing? Do you like your... One second. Is there maybe a radio station you want to put in the background or a noise machine? What about tactile? Do you want to get some, like a nice fluffy blanket or a nice fluffy rug that you love? Yeah, maybe get you something really special. Doesn't have to be special in terms of expensive, but special that has a meaning to you. You want to get yourself a fluffy blanket that reminds you of me, and you can be your podcast blanket, and you have a little tradition where you curl up while you listen to your daddy shiver. And that can be something special that you have in your room. You're going to get those Christmas lights that your daddy is telling you to get. Put them up in some cool way. Maybe a plant. You want to get a plane? You want to get a cactus, little bunny? Go listen to that episode. I don't know which one it's called. It's something like Southwest. Or would have been from about, I don't know, around up in the episodes of the 50s or so, something like that. I would check, but my hands are freezing. I don't want to pull out my phone. Okay, I see the restaurant where I'm going to get the taco. Now I have to wait about 5 minutes for the lights to change because the cars are the dominant people in this place. We are not in New York anymore, little bunny. So, I'll make a pact. You do some cool stuff with your room, and I will keep being here for you every Friday, all right? Yeah. I think that's everything. I am going to write you a poem. Here's what we're going to do. Because I am not going to be able to wake up tomorrow and write you a poem because I got to get out the door. I am going to write you a poem while I eat this taco. And while I do the quality check for the Love and Ligature episode. And on the way back, I will read you the poem. And then I will post the Love and Ligature episode, including the intro. Then I will listen to the podcast. And I will prepare the podcast to automatically upload tomorrow. And I do this not necessarily for you, little bunny, but because I love it. You're no burden here. All this stuff, me walking in the cold, I am sacrificing nothing to be here for you. I love you so, so much. I'm going to get some food. I'll talk to you in a second. Hey there, little bunny. Okay. I'm well fed. And I'm warm for now, which won't last. So I'm going to walk back home quick. Or back to where I'm staying, at least. Okay, I have a poem for you. Ready? And then I'll send you off on your week. Have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. There's a good Thanksgiving episode from 1 year ago. So if you're in the United States and you're going to be spending it with family, or if you're elsewhere and you just want to enjoy the holiday vicariously, and you can do that. Okay, here's your poem, little bunny. You ready? I'm not mad at the cold. In fact, I will thank it for convincing my bunny to get a warm, cozy blanket. There you go. Let me read that again. I want to make sure I do that well. I'm not mad at the cold. In fact, I think I will thank it for convincing my dear little bunny to go get a warm, cozy blanket. I read it differently that time. I wonder which one will be the official one. See, normally I like to spend more time on these. I'll do it one more time and I'll send you on my way. On your way. I'm not mad at the cold. In fact, I think I will thank it for convincing my little bunny to get a warm, cozy blanket. Okay. Have a great, great week, little bunny. I love you. I love you. Go get a blanket. I love you. And Christmas lights.